from Elon Musk to Peter Thiel and many others whose stories have never been told, hear about the scrappy online payment startup that faced fierce competition and internal strife on its journey to becoming one of the world's foremost companies. Award-winning author Jimmy Soni brings this intensely magnetic chronicle to life with unprecedented access to thousands of pages of internal material and hundreds of interviews. Discover how PayPal's founders, who are now considered the technology industry's most powerful network, drove 21st century innovation and entrepreneurship as they formed, funded, and advised some of the leading companies of our era, including Tesla, Facebook, YouTube, SpaceX, Yelp, Palantir, and LinkedIn. From the Wall Street Journal to the New York Times, this national bestseller has received critical acclaim for its captivating exploration of PayPal's origins and the influential individuals behind its success. I hope you enjoy this episode the same way as I did. Jimmy, it's very, very good to see you after Thanksgiving. How was the celebration yesterday?
It was good. A lot of food, too much food, which is good. It's like the one day a year you're allowed to do that. And then, you know, just time with family and friends. It was nice. It was really nice. It's funny that it's like, I think it's a uniquely American holiday, right? And so you have this situation where like you might not always be in sync with other people who are around the world, but it's nice.
I think the modern social media tools make sure that everybody gets aware of celebrations all over the world. I read on LinkedIn yesterday a lot of Thanksgiving messages and just wondered, right? Because I remembered Canada is not on the same day, isn't it? I think Canada is a month earlier or something like that.
Yeah, Canada has a different day.
Me neither. Me neither. But let's jump right to the topic before we get into a lengthy conversation about holidays and Thanksgiving, which obviously is special. Let me first thank you for this book. It's really awesome. It's absolutely fantastic. I had only one severe problem with that book. So let's tackle that first. Yeah. You described the story of the founders of PayPal back in the 90s and also in the 90s, I'm now 48 years old. In the 90s, I did research in exactly this area, internet, how the internet will transform business. And back then, it was really difficult to get information, to get access to people. We didn't have the internet in a way we have it now. So What I read about PayPal, about Amazon, about eBay was basically more or less background stories from secondary literature. And I didn't have a chance to talk to people like Elon Musk, Levchin, Thiel, and all the others. And the only problem I had with reading that book, it was walking down memory lane for me. So it really slows down the process because I said, I read about it. I got to my notes from back then and checked it back. And then I read your notes section, which is really awesome. So unfortunately, I couldn't finish the book. I'm at page 155 because it was really for me a slow reading process.
Right. That's funny. Well, I appreciate the slow read too. Spoiler alert, the company is successful at the end. So it survived. It didn't die like a lot of .coms from that era. So, you know, yeah. I hate to ruin the ending, but
this is the unfortunate thing with real life, that we know the ending 20 years later and right. How people evolved after that. The first question I have to you is, how did you get the idea? Where did you get the inspiration from to write this book?
Yeah, it's a great place to start. Because, you know, I'm not a tech journalist. I don't cover these people every day, right? And I write histories. And so I had written this book called A Mind at Play, which was a biography of Claude Shannon, who was an information theorist. He created the field of information theory. He was an electrical engineer and a mathematician.